דיברו איתי שלום. מה ראו? של פייג' 104. יפה עיניים. Beautiful eyes. בתורה הזו גם כתוב, In this Torah is also written, Torah that we're talking about in the Kutei Maharan, Torah Zion, in the first part, שכל ההתקרבות לצדיק, all the getting close to the tzaddik depends on that a person regards himself from the sins of Kedusha, because more holy. ובעיקר הדבר תלוי בשמיעת עיניים. The main Kedusha depends on what? Regarding the eyes. אם חלילה פוגם בביתו, אני אוהב חלילה, a person, he does his ברית, he becomes חולק על הצדיק. He argues on the tzaddik. נמצא שכל הזמן, if someone, if someone talks to you against Breslev, against Rabbeinu, it's Gavuit. It's all Gavuit, 100%. But any time, if you talk about any time, it's Gavuit. We don't talk about it against anyone. At least the person should know that where he's up to.
I mean, the God causes it. My brothers.
Yeah. Comes out that all the good things that we specified earlier, you can't marry them without guarding your eyes. And all the closeness to the tzaddik depends on guarding the eyes. And all the emunah depends on guarding the eyes. And all the building the good midos of a person, fixing the brain, fixing the heart, reaching the depth of the Torah, everything stands on guarding the eyes. Yeah. Et ze anachnu lomdim mi David HaMelech alav shalom. This we learn from David HaMelech, שהביא כמה דברים שנאמר בהם תמיד. ונתלויים זה בזה, he brought down a few things which have, it says about them תמיד, always. And all these things are dependent on each other. One, אני תמיד עמך, I am always with you, which is דבקות בהשם, right? Cleaving to Hashem, sticking to Hashem, I'm always with you. Second one is עיניי תמיד אל השם, my eyes are always to Hashem, which means שמיעת העיניים. וזה תלוי בזה, and this depends on this. If one guards his eyes, he's more close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he doesn't guard his eyes, he's not close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. וכן להפך, and so the opposite, to merit שמירת העיניים בפנימיות, in inside, is only through cleaving to Hashem. מאחר שיכול להיות שאדם עוצם את עיניו הגשמיות, since it could be that a person, he shuts his physical eyes, ועדיין עיני שכלו משוטטות, and still, his inside eyes, the eyes are inside, meaning his imagination, they're still roaming around. Because in his thoughts, he thinks and he imagines all kinds of forbidden lusts.
So you're saying, not only have to guard the eyes, you have to guard the thoughts in the mind.
The one depends on each other. The more you guard your eyes, the more you guard your thoughts. The more you guard your thoughts, the more your eyes are really guarded. On the book by Anishalo, Bumalevega Vashwa Tzadik, either a person is cleaved to his I'm the best, I'm a tzaddik. Right? I'm a tzaddik, I guide my eyes, and all his thoughts are machshavot shepigul, bad thoughts. I'm such a tzaddik, it's a kadoshani, I'm such a holy man. Look at how I guide my eyes, everyone's looking at me, everyone's amazed by how I guide my eyes, everyone praises me that I guide my eyes. Bikitsu, he has the pasuk. Shiviti ani lenigdi tamid. I should always put the eye in front of my eyes. Uvechulo kulo omer kavod ani. Right? The gaiva is avi avot atuma, the father of all tuma in the world. Umishi mitgaye, someone who's holy, uvevadai pagum bavdusha shelo. He obviously, of course, his blemish is dusha, like it's written in Nikutei Maharan in Torah Kuf Lamed, Shaledei Agaavan Ofer Echet Aniyuv, through the Gaiva, he falls to the sin of niyuf. כמו שכתוב חזל, שכל המתגאה, בסוף נחשב בשתי זה. חזל say that everyone who has gaiva, at the end, he stumbles with the sin of Asia Sea, he goes with a married woman. The gam yotze, and also comes out from what we learned, שלמרות שבחצניות נראה שהוא שומר את העיניים, even though externally he looks like he guards his eye, הפנימיות רחוק מזה. Internally, he's very far from it. והראי, I will be the proof. שאם יבזו ויאמרו לו, if they'll disgrace him and they'll tell him, you're a fanatic, what are you, more tzaddik than everyone? Stop guarding your eyes. What's the purpose that you're guarding your eyes? Because then he'll stop guarding his eyes. Why? Because the whole purpose of him guarding his eyes is in order to receive kavod. And look what he got bizyanot. Right? That wasn't it, right? His matara, his goal wasn't to be cleaved up in his bafu. See only Hashem, and Hashem will see I got my eyes.
He wanted to impress people.
Right. And therefore he's gonna fall. If he gets a little bit disgraced, a little bit this, he's gonna fall. But if someone guards his eyes with the right purpose, then he fulfills the third Tamid, as everyone else says, Shiviti Hashem and Igdit Tamid. I always have Hashem in front of my eyes.
It's not enough just to guard the eyes, but to guard the eyes with the right purpose, the right motivation.
Yeah, as long as he guards his mind also. Cheshbon al kol riyah. A person should have an account, right, and every seeing that he saw. Zo emuna shel Avraham Avinu alav shalom. This is the emuna of Avraham Avinu. Shemirega she'amad al emuna b'Hashem. From the moment he stood on the emuna in Hashem, to know Hashem, lo yirim et enav. He did not open his eyes. Velo patach adam mishum shum inyan. He didn't open it for no inyan, no matter. Ela yikan ayazu b'zon Hashem. Only if it was Hashem's will, then he opened his eyes. If it wasn't Hashem's will, he didn't open his eyes. כי גם כאשר האדם נמצא במקום שאין שם נשים, because even when a person is in a place where there's no women over there, עצם פתיחת העיניים, the actual open the eyes, גורם את האדם לעשה אותו מהשם, it causes a man to remove his dot from Hashem. And therefore, we need to go with what Adam Ech said, my eyes are always to Hashem, that a person will always be cleaving to Hashem. ואז ממילא האדם נמצא מערמות של העבירות, and automatically a person is saved piles of sins from kina, jealousy, וחמדה, coveting, sina, hatred, תחרות, תחרות is competition, לשנרה וכולי, because he doesn't see anyone, he just lives the truth that אין עוד מלבדו, there's no people, there's no one to be jealous of, there's no one to hate, there's no one to covet, there's no I, there's no competition with anyone, there's no bad, there's only Hashem. Sounds so cool, huh? Sounds so sweet. How could we reach this? Actually, have any,
it's a high level.
How could we even, how could we even get to think about this stuff?
It's a very high level, and I think it's most people not. They can learn about it, but they're not there, and they...
But how could we reach that level?
He's going to tell us.
I think you told him. That's the secret. If you want to reach these levels, you have to talk to Hashem about it. He's the big boss. He can give it to us, easily.
But it's going to take time.
Yeah.
Take time.
Hours.
So what? At least when we come to Shammai, well, that's what do you do about the eyes? What do you do about this? I daven. They daven fine. So why are you thinking of you? You daven at least good. But if a person davens, so what do you do about it? Say, it wasn't for me. It wasn't for my level. You saw where I was. And they're going to tell Hashemayim, we didn't want even. You wouldn't want. You would have davened. Maybe you would have reached somewhere. We didn't even do anything.
But if you're trying and you're falling, but you
no
get
problem.
Up again.
No problem. You're beautiful.
It's exactly what the Rebbe wants. He wants you to do it.
It's not. It's not what it is. Therefore, there were tzaddikim that did not lift their eyes from the four amos. Even a closed room, because their guiding eyes wasn't only not to see forbidden sights. Rather, they didn't want to stop this connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They always wanted to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kshepotchim et ha'inayim azroim tmuna o'im chepes, because when one opens his eyes, he sees an item, he sees a picture, he sees something. And then his thoughts started running. Alright?
The movie starts going.
Yeah. Everything he sees, everything you see starts a whole cycle of thoughts now. And who knows where it's going to lead you, this cycle. Hold on, also, if he sees the stuff which you're not allowed to see, which awakens a person, arouses a person's bad thoughts, lust, coveting, right? If someone stumbles down, he needs to do a double tshuva. Why? First of all, he opened his eyes to see what it's asu. First of all, he saw what he saw. Second of all, why did you open your eyes? First of all, you saw. You saw the tshuva. Second of all, why did you open your eyes? Do tshuva and open your eyes. You don't have to open your eyes. You don't open your eyes, you don't see. You have to close your eyes. You have to think, where was I? Where did I turn? Why did I open my eyes? Why wasn't I close to Hashem? Why wasn't I complete to Hashem? Dvekut v'likus. Cleaving to Hashem and concentration. Et kol zeh anachol omdim kdei shenatchil la'avin eifo anachol ba'olam. We're learning all this so we begin to understand where we're standing in the world. Ki la'avdei v'nei adam, for many people, the emuna means that sometimes they remember that there's Hashem. They come to Davin, they remember there's Hashem. You know, they say, Baruch Hashem. By Avraham Avinu, the emuna was that he did not forget Hashem after one moment. Therefore, he didn't open his eyes. Because he knew that if he opened the eyes, or remove his mind from Hashem, remembering Hashem. The moment he'll open his eyes, he'll move his mind aside from thinking of Hashem to think of other things. As shmirat ha'enayim, guarding the eyes in such a way, the inside way, the tzivikus, always to think of Hashem. I learned from who? Rabbi says, Mori Rabbi Yeshua Kohen Shlita. He told us the story in the yeshiva, and he said, Bachurim, he says, when I was in yeshiva, Yeshua said, there were lines and lines of Bachurim sitting down, and Rabbi Yeshua said, the one who sat next to me, I knew for both sides. I was the guy next, I said hello in the morning. The one who sat after him, I didn't know. The one who sat after him, I had no idea who sat there. But years since, I didn't know. Why? Because he was cleaved completely to his learning. Concentration on his learning. Right? He wasn't confused with what goes on around him. And that's the spiritual Shmira Dainayim that a person has to la'amets, to adapt to himself.
Eternal.
Yeah, to adapt and to strengthen himself.
Who is? Was it Yeshua Cohen?
Yeshua.
What time period is this? Who is he?
Who is he? Yeshua Cohen? He's one of the rabbis in the yeshiva here.
Oh, okay.
Yeshua Cohen.
Say about him that he's went to Shas 300 times, at least 300 times.
Oh, you say, as if, together with his work of Shmirat Ha'enayim physically, it means closing your eyes physically. Together with that, we have to work with, we want to only think of Hashem. So why would I want to open my eyes? If you see a car going by, I'll think about the car. If you see the train going passing by, I'll think about the train. If I just close my eyes, I'll think about Hashem. A person has this work of Shmirat HaEinayim, that he wants to be Klipat HaShem Gam Avinu, needs to have an account on every opening, eye opening that he had in the day. Because what is it worth, is it this eye opening? Is it fit to write a pasuk by the Torah? Like a Avraham Avinu, every time he opened his eyes, there was a pasuk in the Torah. Was it a mitzvah that I opened my eye from? Why did I open my eye? Was it a mitzvah? Was it a reason to open my eyes? If the person has to have an account, if he's working on guarding the eye. You have to remember, every time he opened his eyes. I mean, that can't be many. Unless, you know, he looks in the books. He looks at the Rebbe, he looks at something else. But if the person stops to open your eyes and look around, I am. Okay, let's stop here.